USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isa is has spared southeastern Florida significant damage, bringing it just heavy rain bands and gusty winds. But it's headed next for the Carolinas, where by tonight it could bring stronger impacts. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper wants residents to keep COVID-19 in mind as they prepare for it.
The COVID-19 pandemic remains a threat, and preparations may take longer and look a little different. We can stay safe from the storm and the virus if we're ready.
The storm then expected to move up the seaboard, impacting the mid-Atlantic tomorrow and northeast and southern New England by Wednesday. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis is advocating for another national shutdown to stop the spread of COVID-19. Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation that without one, businesses of all sizes will likely soon face bankruptcy. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Two NASA astronauts in a SpaceX capsule splashing down off the Florida coast yesterday afternoon, capping a two-month mission to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine calling it a great day for the agency as well as the United States of America. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley then held a news conference after splashdown, where Hurley said,
"It did not seem like this was the first NASA SpaceX mission with astronauts on board. It seemed to go extremely smooth, but we also realized there's a lot of work to go. We need to look at the data. But again, overall, things seem to go very, very, very well."
Congressional Democratic leaders and Trump administration officials are to continue talks today after making little progress over the weekend on a new coronavirus relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Chief Chuck Schumer, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows have been talking on and off for days now. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After a marine training accident off the coast of California last week, the active search for the eight missing has now ended. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Eight troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. Eight Marines were rescued, but one later died, and two are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton north of San Diego.
Prankster comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS and Showtime, over Cohen having called him a pedophile in the now-canceled series that Cohen hosted called Who is America? John Hume, the political leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping bring peace to Northern Ireland, has died at 83. He passed away early today at a nursing home in Londonderry. Hume was one of Northern Ireland's best-known politicians for more than 30 years and played a major role in the peace talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.